Welcome back to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest research shaping the world of quantitative finance. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today, we're dissecting a fascinating paper by Samit Alawat titled Using Generative AI for Robust Regulatory Stress Testing. It's a topic that's increasingly relevant for quants.
Absolutely, Finn. Regulatory stress testing became a cornerstone of financial stability post-2008, mandated by acts like Dodd-Frank. The core idea is to ensure financial institutions can withstand challenging economic conditions without collapsing.
Right, but there's a significant challenge. These tests rely on hypothetical economic scenarios, traditionally designed manually using historical data. The issue is, history doesn't always repeat itself perfectly, and unforeseen crises or black swan events aren't well captured by looking at the past.
Exactly. That's where Alawat's paper introduces a compelling solution. Generative AI. He proposes using variational autoencoders, or VAEs, coupled with long short-term memory, or LSTM neural networks, to generate these economic scenarios.
It's a really innovative approach. The VAE's role here is to learn the underlying probability distribution of macroeconomic variables and map their evolution into a lower-dimensional latent space. Think of it as distilling the complex dance of economic indicators into a simpler, more manageable form.
And once in that latent space, the LSTM, which is excellent at learning temporal patterns, takes over. It evolves these simplified variables through time, and then the VAE's decoder projects them back into the original high-dimensional economic scenario. This allows for the generation of entirely new, yet realistic scenarios that might not have been seen historically.
What's particularly powerful is that this method isn't just generating random numbers. It's learning the intricate correlations between macroeconomic variables that were observed in past stress periods. This means the generated scenarios are consistent, even if they are unprecedented.
And the paper doesn't stop there. Alawat also compares this VAE-LSTM model with another technique, a Gaussian mixture model combined with LSTM. The GMM-LSTM evolves variables directly in their original high-dimensional space, and it's used for qualitative comparison.
The qualitative assessment is quite revealing. For severely adverse scenarios, the VAE-LSTM-generated scenarios show a more coherent evolution of variables like GDP growth, interest rates, and housing prices compared to the manually generated ones. For instance, the VAE-LSTM's housing price and commercial real estate indexes show a sustained recovery after a fall, which aligns better with broader economic trends than the original manual scenario.
It also suggests that the VAE-LSTM model is better at learning and maintaining these internal correlations and relationships between variables, which is crucial for robust stress testing. It can even uncover subtle features like the changing pace of market index recovery after a slump that manual methods might miss.
The ability to create these novel, yet economically consistent, stressed scenarios significantly enhances the robustness of regulatory stress testing. It moves us beyond the limitations of historical data and equips financial regulators with more sophisticated tools.
Definitely. For quant modelers, this paper highlights the potential of generative AI to address complex problems in risk management and regulatory compliance. It's not just about predicting, but about generating plausible futures.
A truly thought-provoking read. If you're interested in the cutting edge of quantitative finance and AI, Samit Alawat's paper, Using Generative AI for Robust Regulatory Stress Testing, is a must-read. You can find it in Wilmot Magazine.
That's all for this episode of Wilmot's Quant Talk. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll catch you next time.